that'll be all right. But if I do, I'm going to have myself a time. I'm very well noted for my 15-minute sermons. The only problem is I always group them together and get about an hour or so, you know. But I know y'all are used to 15-minute sermons by Brother Tracy. I got something in my throat. If you have your Bibles with you, I want to just read one verse today, found in Matthew chapter number 5. And most of you probably know it by heart. Some of you just not doing it.
Bless him, Lord.
But I think you probably know it by heart. There's all kinds of, well, very quickly, I'm glad to see everybody in this house.
Amen.
Everybody, we've been down here so many times, I almost feel like I ought to join.
Amen.
But y'all are too far away, amen? No, but I work with a fella, and him and his wife are with us today, Mr. Lewis Henderson and Alicia. So glad they're with us today. Check with him, see if I live it at work after the business meeting. He said he wasn't going to tell too much on me, and I appreciate that. There's all kinds of preaching. There's, you know that heaven preaching?
Right.
And I like that.
Amen.
I like that.
Come on, preacher.
There's that hell preaching.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Amen.
Sometimes there's what you might call instructional preaching.
Amen.
Y'all with me on that?
Amen.
And sometimes there's even almost more of a spirit of teaching than preaching. Don't mean you're not a preacher. Matter of fact, it says we ought to be apt to teach. Is that right? And every once in a while, and this don't happen too often, but every once in a while, God gives me one of them, I don't know what you'd call it, I just call it what I kind of want, illustration.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
See, we already found out in Sunday school, so I don't have to rehash this. Some of you has got your eyes closed.
Come on, preacher. Amen.
You're not, isn't that what you said, brother? You come into the church and you got your eyes closed and you're not going to see anything. Well, if I'm going to give you illustration, you might want to open your eyes, all right? So we're going to get into that in just a moment. I brought my bag with me today. It's not a magic bag, but I got some things in here to try to show you some things that God has shown me. But if you will stand, give reverence to the Lord's Word while we read this. And I do promise, I do promise to be as quick as I can, but I got to be as long as I need to be. But I said it a long time ago, and it kind of goes like this. It's my duty to preach,
amen.
And it's your duty to listen.
Amen.
And don't you get through with your job before I get through with mine. Amen. Let's finish this thing out, all right? But anyway, the Bible says these words, and you know them, but Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 16, he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see who? Your good works." Watch this. "And glorify you." Oh, wait. My eyes messed up. "And glorify your Father which is in heaven." Could I say that one more time? "And glorify your Father,
amen,
which is in heaven." You may be seated this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
I want to look at this verse for just a few moments, and then we'll kind of get some things out to help us illustrate the way God showed us this message. First of all, he said, "Let."
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I know you know what I'm about to say here. I'm not ashamed of who and what I am.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed at all of who I represent.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed at all of who is before me, around me.
Amen.
Somebody said, "Well, I pray out in public, and when I eat my meal, I bow my head." I ain't not ashamed of that.
No, sir.
I'm not ashamed. Matter of fact, somebody said, "Well, they've taken prayer out of school." No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
Yeah.
Truth be told, anybody who wants to can get down and pray whenever they do.
Amen.
But what disturbs me just a little bit is this. There's many people who will fuss and fight about them taking prayer out of school that they say, but they won't even do it in their own home. I got one little question there. If you're going to fuss and fight about it, why don't you get your home right first? Let's get this thing right. Then we can talk about something else. Someone said, well, they've taken the Bible out of school. Well, guess what? I probably might come to your house and find your Bible sitting there with a lot of dust on it. Huh? Where'd y'all go out on that? But the truth be told, I'm glad, and I'm not bragging here, my family gets together every single night. We pray together. We read God's Word together. It may be just a short prayer. It may be just a short Bible verse. It may be a long one. Doesn't really matter. But we do it, and they got it at home. Amen? But he said, let. Didn't say make. Let your light so shine. Let your light. I'm real bright. I'm real bright. Now someone said, preacher, how bright you are. I'm just bright enough to let the world see Jesus in my life.
Amen.
And in a dark world, I promise you, we need to be letting it shine. But let's get on into this. Let your light so shine. Now, what's a so shine? Ain't no so shine, it's a so shine. You're going to get my tongue mixed up, brother. It's not just a shine, but it's a so shine. And someone said, preacher, what does that mean? I ain't got a clue. But I do have another verse to help me a little bit better understand it. He said, for God so loved. We all kind of understand what so loved does. It means a little bit, don't we? I mean, somebody said, preacher, what does that mean? It means he went a lot further than I would go to show his love. Amen. He didn't just love me. He so loved me. You know what else that means? It means that even when I'm bad, he still so loves me. When I'm good, he so loves me. It doesn't matter what I do. There's nothing I can do to make him love me anymore. But praise God, there's nothing I can do to make him love me any less. So we're supposed to so shine. What does that mean to me? Well, kind of means to me this. I'm supposed to shine whether they want to see it or not. Amen. I'm supposed to shine whether they want to see my smiling face or not. Amen. I'm going to shine, shine, shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Amen.
He said, let your light so shine before men. Now somebody said, preacher, what does that mean? Well, I'm not real educated, but I just about figured this out. That means you're not supposed to be ashamed of it.
Amen.
Not be ashamed of it. I'm supposed to do it before men. I'm supposed to let my light shine before everybody I'm around. And matter of fact, my Christianity don't stop when I leave the house today. My Christianity, matter of fact, it ought to shine more out there than it does in here. I wish somebody would say amen to that. So here we are, let your light so shine before men. Now why are we doing it? So everybody can see how good I am. So everybody can know how wonderful Brother Michael is. So everybody can say, oh, what a mighty person Brother Michael is. No, that's not why I'm supposed to do it. I'm supposed to do it because of one reason. I want people to see Jesus in my life. Now, I know Brother Tracy's heard this before, but I'll tell it again. And maybe I've said it down here before. I don't know. But I'm a Mooney. Now, I'm not talking about one of them guys that sits on the corner and sells roses. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm a Mooney. Somebody said, preacher, what's a Mooney? Well, I didn't pay attention to everything I should have in school. Amen. But there's some things I've picked up on. And one of them was this. The sun shines and the moon does not shine by itself. It is only a reflection of the sun. Y'all with me on this? Only a reflection of the sun. And so I'm here this moon, but I've looked around in church and you know what I found out? That we got some full moons.
Amen.
We got some full moons, but we got some half moons too. Matter of fact, some of you done gone down to about a quarter. Amen. Some of you are not shining very well at all, amen? But guess what? You need to shine before men. But why are we doing it, brother? That they may see your good works. Now, guys, I know I'm not saved by works. I know I'm not saved by works. Matter of fact, if you add works to any part of the equation, you've done away with grace. If you put works in there at all, now listen here, some of you will get mad at this. If you put works in it after it, grace is no longer grace. But I do understand this, that He has created us unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk therein. So I know for a fact that we need to. Are y'all with me on this? We need to have good works. Amen. They need to. We need to match up with what we say we are. Amen. Some said, preacher, that. What I'm trying to say is this: if you're going to be a sinner, just be a good one. I mean, if you're going to be a sinner, just go ahead and be a good one. I mean, matter of fact, Revelation, the end of it kind of makes me think that a little bit, Brother Tracy. Maybe I'm misinterpreting the Scripture, but He says, if you're going to be if you're going to be a light, be a light. If you're going to be a devil, amen. But just be what you are and do it the best you can. But I'm supposed to let my light so shine before men that they may glorify, see my good works, but they're going to do one thing. They're going to glorify my Father which is in heaven. Y'all give me just a minute, and I hope we don't have any technical difficulties. Well, I tried to find a light that kind of looked like me. See, I'm in shape, guys. I just showed the shape round. You unfit people make me mad. I looked at Kevin, looked like he's about to shrink away, brother. You need to get right with God and get some fat on you, brother. But also, I got kind of a glow on top, amen. Don't this look like me? You say, man, I picked the bub out. Come on, where'd y'all go? But then, I don't know what you said back there, but I sure hope it was nice. Just let your light so. Yeah, you got one too, don't you, brother? I used to be the meanest preacher in Conyers, and I moved away, and now Brother Tracy is. Amen. We'll get to his light in just a minute. But everybody thought I was the sweet, the mean one and all this, but here I was. But everybody thought Sister Dickens. Oh, she had that little pretty form to her. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm not trying to be vulgar, but she had a real nice little tent. And these are one of them lies. And you know, let's be honest about it. And I'm not talking about Sister Dickens here, but you know what I'm talking about here. This light here really wasn't made to really just shine out. It was sent there to look pretty. Amen. But the good thing is, if you put a bunch of them, usually when you use this kind of light, you got a whole bunch of them like a chandelier. Amen. Y'all with me on this? And that chandelier, it shines out. And my goodness, you flip the light on and it just looks so pretty there. All them lights are there. But the thing is, isn't that the way the church ought to be? We ought to just kind of get together. Amen. And you may not be a big light, but you ought to be thankful for your little light. Amen. And the truth be told, we need big lights and little lights. Amen. But y'all watch this. Y'all watch this. Let's kind of get to the spoken. And I'm going to look at some other lights in just a minute. But I want to say something. Here's two different kind of lights. Two different kind of lights. Do you know what they were made for? Now, this is real hard, I know. Do you know what they were made for? To shine. But, are y'all with me? Y'all following me now? What do they say? Are you good? What was that? Are you all right? Are y'all all right? See, I wasn't at the meeting y'all were. I had to catch up. But y'all follow me on this. As beautiful as light, and as his light is, and we know it's going to look good when we shine it, and we know this one's going to look good. But the truth be told, neither one of these lights are any good. Are y'all ready? Until you put them where they will work. Are y'all with me on this? I don't care. I can. Well, watch this. Now listen here. I'm not Uncle Festus. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. But I promise you, if I were, I could put this in my mouth. And guess what? It'd shine, shine, shine. But I don't have that ability and I don't have that power. So if I want this to work, are y'all with me on this? If I want this to work, I've got to put it where it belongs. Oh, I'm about to get my mean shoes on. It don't belong in a bar. It don't belong in a bar. Is there a door out? It don't really need to be a gambling or a lottery either.
Amen.
If it's a man,
come on.
It don't need to be another woman's house.
Amen.
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 Amen. Y'all with me on this? If it's a woman, which one did I get? It don't matter. The other one, it don't work there either.
Amen.
You know, it's kind of funny when they took the woman in adultery. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, on.
They only got the woman.
Right.
And the funny thing is they caught her in the very act of adultery. Now listen, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not dumb, smart about everything, but I'd figure this thing out. If you got adultery going on, there's usually a man and a woman.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says that they caught her in the very act, but they brought her. But see, this was the He-Man Woman Haters Club. Because I promise you it fits in our society today. Because a man who runs around, we say, well, that's all right. Well, that's all right. He, you know, it's a man, you know. We can't grow with that. But if a woman does it, she's a tramp. Am I right? Can I let y'all in a secret? I don't care if you belong to the He-Man Woman Haters Club. If you were in the act of adultery, as a matter of fact, he might have been one of that crowd saying, yeah, stoner, amen. He may not have enjoyed himself. I don't know. But he said, yeah, just stoner, stoner. And all these men saying, yeah, you all right. You all right. You know, it's kind of funny how we all say, we all right, but we're really not. But let's get on into this. I've been gone to meddling, hadn't I? But this bulb was designed to go in a socket, a holder, so that it can come to its fullness when we flip the light on.
Amen.
I don't want to get too far into this, but I do want to at least say it and make you think about it. And it's up to God when He wants to turn the light on and when He wants to turn it off. I talked with a man just last week, and he's so eager to get ready and working for God. And I had to kind of say, brother, listen here. God hadn't forgot your telephone number. God hadn't forgot who you are. God hadn't forgot what He made you for. God hadn't forgot what He called you about. You just remember one thing. You just keep on being ready to go for God. Because God will call you when He's ready, amen. But the thing is, sometimes, I know this almost goes unheard of in a Baptist church, but you may not believe this, there are impatient people. And I'll go ahead and let you know another secret. Most of them belong to the Baptist church. But we need to let our light so shine before men. But now, we got some little ones. We call these the young people.
Amen.
Look here, guys. That's no bad. Then we got this other one. We all kind of used to this one, aren't we? And, you know, I understand why they do it. But y'all know there's a difference in the way this one's going to shine and the way this one's going to shine. Y'all know why? Because this has got kind of a soft glow. Y'all with me on this? It's just got kind of a soft, y'all like that? Soft glow. And it does shine. We're not knocking that it shines because it really does shine. But the truth be told, it's kind of toned down just a little bit. We don't want it to be too bright. Y'all forgive me for this one. This is the First Baptist. Woo! Aren't we having a good time now? I hope there are no First Baptists here today. Amen. I had a friend of mine. This is the truth. He's a pastor, Brother Kenneth Cofer. He said this. He said they actually called him to a church, and the name of the church was Second Baptist, and it was in Stone Mountain, Second Baptist. And he had them change the name. He did. And they changed their name to Memorial Lighthouse. And it's a real church. It's there, still operating today. But I found out why he had them change the name. And now listen, he's a preacher. I mean, he's not one of these. But he said, if I can't be first, I wasn't going to be second. Amen. But now I'm not knocking these folks because I want you to understand, there's some of them in here today.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with it because they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And now, y'all follow me on this. I don't want this to sound the wrong way. There's some people that can't take Brother Tracy. There's some people that can't even take me. But y'all watch this. There's little lights like this that's not quite so bold, but sometimes it's necessary to help win people to the Lord. Are y'all with me on this? Now, y'all finally getting to where I'm about to get to. We're all different, aren't we? I did bring a Brother Tracy light. Stick that in your face, brother. You'll be blind for 3 days.
Amen.
You can have that, brother. No, I need to use it for a minute. Y'all help me. I'm leaking up here. Now, I want y'all to understand. Y'all know this, but I want you to understand. See, some of you ladies might not help understand this. You might say, well, the light's outside. And you go grab one of these. Well, you might get it in there and all of the above, but the truth be told, it ain't going to do much. Because I need more hands. What you need outside is this. Ooh, I'm about to say something bad. You might say, well, Brother Dickens, I'm this one here. That's all right. It's all right. But truth be told, when you go out in the world, now somebody says, I don't shine quite like you're talking about. Can I say something? Y'all know this. We're not nighttime or I would do it. We could shut all the lights out. Every light out. And we could just turn one little one. I got one in my pocket. I just don't know how to use it. But thank you, brother. You're a sweetie pie. But the truth be told, we got all these lights in here. But the truth be told, if I had a lighter, and I crank this lighter up, if I did it right now, you probably could see it, but it wouldn't do much. But if it were nighttime and we shut all the lights out and it's dark outside, and I could light that up, and I guarantee you it'd go a lot further than you could ever imagine.
Amen.
You guys know that. I know that. So even though you may be one of these, when you go out into the world, you still ought to shine real bright. Why should you shine real bright? because they need it. There's a song I heard several years ago. I don't sing it or anything, but I'd like to. Beautiful guitar song. Beautiful. It's one of them pretty songs, kind of make you think. But the thing is, it says, I don't belong. It talks about the things of this world. I feel more uncomfortable every single day I live with the people I'm around, things that I believe in that nobody else in the world believes in, things I trust in that seem like the world's just making a mockery of it, seem like the world wants to make fun of Jesus, put him out. You know, it's kind of like this. I was reading an article the other day, and I'm not going to push this any further than it needs to go, but the question of the article was, what if Tim Tebow were Muslim? And what it went on to say was this, that nobody would be allowed to say anything about him, to mock him, or to make fun of him, or to have 10,000 discussions over him. But the thing is, what the article went on to say, and this is not my words, but I kind of agree with them, what the article went on to say was this, and you think about this, Tim Tebow's not the one making the big splash out of it. Everybody else is. He's not sitting here saying, look at me. He's saying, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, folks, I'm not trying to promote him above anybody else, but what I'm saying is, all he's doing is what all of us ought to be doing.
Amen.
And it's kind of like this. Follow this. He's just taking what he believes in the arena that he goes to work in every day. Somebody said, what are you talking about? You need to carry your light in whatever arena you go in and just be a light to a lost and dying world.
Amen.
One more point, I'm through, Brother Tracy. I don't know if y'all can see this. Isn't this a pretty light?
Amen.
I've done got my hands all over it. Isn't that a pretty light? You're right here. You can see this, right? What do you know? Do you know anything about that? Can you see that little thing moving around? You know what that means, don't you? This light here, don't matter how pretty it is now. It sounds like a preacher, are you trying to say we've blown? No, I want you to follow this. I'm a card-carrying member. I believe once saved, always saved.
Amen.
I sure am glad I fit in this morning. Brother Tracy would have preached all on me today, wouldn't he? That's all right. I'm a card-carrying member. I believe once you're saved, you're always saved. Once again, don't matter. You're saved. But the truth be told, in this life, our lights do go out. Because we leave this world. Can I throw this in real quick? We're going to go to a place where we won't need no lights. Y'all read the scripture, had you? There's no need of any light in that city because Jesus himself will be the light of that city. Y'all believe that nonsense from here all the way down to there. I believe it. But the truth be told, this, and he reminded me this morning. I won't say I forgot because I didn't forget. But he just brought it to my mind real quick. They started singing a song a while ago. And he says, you remember Ethelene singing that? You remember? You remember Ethelene singing that song? I said, yeah. And I could picture on that last verse. And she'd be kind of singing and just a little, a scrawny little woman, just kind of humped over. And she'd get down to that part and she'd go, I ain't one bit discouraged. You remember her doing like that? And I mean, the whole church are just shoo. I don't want to go against anybody's stuff, okay? I don't want to go against anybody's stuff, but I'm not trying to go against your pastor. I'm going to call you my pastor today. I'm not going to go against my pastor's, you know, what he believes and try to kill him, but I kind of know him, so I kind of know what he believes. But I want you to understand this. I really don't believe in women preachers.
Okay.
But I know that there are women ministers, and don't get mad with me on this, but see, there are certain offices that the church has established. And the two primary ones, and either one of these is very plain in what it says about those. Yes, they can serve in the church. Yes, they can serve in certain positions. And yes, they can even minister to certain levels. But to put them as a certain person, and I'm not, somebody said, well, you're just a male Shoner's pig and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. No, I just believe the Bible. But if I ever believed in women preachers, Ethelene Moore would have been it. Amen. Should have been it. Should have been it, but that's neither to say here or there. But sometimes they preach, what happened here? Well, Ethelene's dead, gone on to be with the Lord. So her light went out. Now, I know that the witness still goes forward. Say amen to that. But y'all listen to this, and we're through. Whenever a light goes out in the church, somebody said, well, we can't replace that one. Okay, don't. But I got news, after a while, you're going to have about one or two lights shining.
Right.
Well, we can't replace that one. Well, guess what? A few more days go by, a few more months go by, next thing you know, you're going to come in here and be going like this. Everybody be blind Bartimaeus.
Right.
We have anybody play the piano? Do we have anybody sing today? Well, I would, but I can't find my way up there.
Yeah.
Everybody would be sitting in the back because we wouldn't want to come all the way down and fall on her face.
Yeah.
So we'd all be, so we can't replace those lights.
Yeah, right.
We can't replace them. Oh, they were such a strong light. Yes, and folks, don't misunderstand me. There's plenty I can say through the years we miss. We miss. But the church wasn't built around no person except one. His name is Jesus. So when that light goes out, everybody's light's going out. Amen. But we're just going to a different party.
Amen.
I believe there was someone said it will be burning down there. I know it will be, yeah. But yet, and I can't explain this, wherever you have fire, you have light, right? But that ain't what God's Word tells me. It don't say it's going to be shining like a light. This fire here is going to never, as a matter of fact, they're in outer darkness, isn't that what the Bible said? So the thing is, you either go to where there's light or where there's not light. I've chosen to go where there's light. And that light's going to shine forever and ever and ever. Y'all watch this and we're through. This light, when it's gone out in my house, what I have to do is take it out and put a new one in. Now, I understand we can sit here all day and debate on this, and you say, well, preacher, that one, we need to put two or three lights in on that one. I understand that concept, but I want you to grab hold of this. Regardless, when a light goes out in the church, replace it.
Amen.
Now, I shouldn't have to say this, but sometimes we do. Oh, so-and-so got mad and just left. Well, their light got out. It may be in another place, and that's all right. But you still need to replace the light. Someone said, well, Brother Dickens, what if we can't find nobody? Well, you just start praying, and God will put somebody in that place. And you know what really shouldn't ought to do? Do we have any volunteers? There's times in my life as pastor that I've done that. I look back over it now, and I'm giving you some heavenly advice, brother. That's not always the right thing to do. Because some of them volunteers ain't right with God. Some of them volunteers just waiting for a platform so they can tell what they want to tell. Just tell what they want to tell, and then they want everybody listening, you know, and then just mess the whole church up and then leave. Y'all ain't just... Last night, I did, you know, y'all forgive me for saying this, but it's true. Last night, I was just stupid. We've got a video player that quit working. but it holds the videos and the DVDs. And it got where it just wouldn't ever play something all the way through. And we bought that movie, Courageous. That's good. Y'all ever seen that? And we hadn't got a chance to look at it. Got it Christmas time, but never had a chance to look at it. So we finally was looking at it last night. And the DVD quit working, but the VCR still works. So we bought just a real small DVD player and put it on top. Y'all with me on this? And put it on top. And we plugged it back into this one so it goes through the television and it plays. Y'all with me on this? Y'all? I'm not being too technical, am I? I put the DVD in the old machine. And the thing about the DVD player, it will play, but it just, somewhere in the movie, it's just going to mess up. And so it turned on, and I had the remote. I even went and changed batteries in the remote. Aren't you proud I was your pastor one time? And I'm just sitting here. And I'm just and I look around and I said, y'all had any problems with this thing? No, it worked. I was ready to blame my son for it. And then I got looking and thinking, I said, oh my goodness. And nobody in my family knows I did this. I had to be honest and tell them today. They're all laughing out thinking, my daddy sure is dumb. But the truth be told, this remote's not going to work for this player. So if the truth be told, I told Lewis, I said, Lewis, come down and be with us. I said, you always tell me you want to come hear me preach sometime. And I said, but I'm always up north. You know, I know what it is to be lost in Lawrenceville. I live there. So whoever it was said he's lost yesterday. But y'all watch this. My life, I've learned that there's some people that just don't fit. But I told Lewis, I said, now listen, you come down and be with me. I said, no, they're loud. Didn't I tell you, brother? And can I tell you what Brother Lewis said? I like loud. What he said. But he said, I like loud. And I said, but you come and be with us if you can. And I'm so proud to see him and his wife today. But the thing is, some people don't fit in this church. Right. Now, it's not loud, soft, anything. I'm not talking about that. You need to be where God wants you to be. And if you hadn't found that place, don't just plug in somewhere.
Right. Right.
You wait till God puts you in a place. And then when you get in there, don't try to outshine nobody. Just let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do y'all mind illustrations today? I probably should have asked Pastor whether I could do this or not, but I figured it'd take me longer to explain it than it would to do it, so if you don't want me to do it, I just do it anyway. No. But let your light so shine. Don't try to outshine anybody else. While they're coming to sing a song, we used to have a guy that worked with us. And I know this sounds unusual, and I don't know how this will sound, because I don't mean it sound in a bad way, but it's just truth. He got in his mind, he wanted my job. This is truth. He wanted my job. And he started doing all kinds of this and that and the other and just all kinds of little things. And there's one day I just pretty much just got fed up with it. And I said, you know what, if he wants it, I told the boss this. I said, if he wants it, just let him have it. I said, I'm tired of going through all this nonsense every single day. And the boss man looked at me and said, no, that's not going to happen. Matter of fact, we're about to get rid of him. I shouldn't glory over something like that, should I? I did pray to God to give him a job. Amen. But he said, you know what's wrong with Randy? This is what the boss man said. I've been trying to figure it out. He said he wants to make his grass look better by putting weed kill on your grass. And I said, woo! Then I thought about the church. We got folks want to outshine somebody else. There's a song I grew up with. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. It says something like this. It says, oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city. When I get there, such sights I'll behold. But then it gets down to this part. It says, but Jesus will outshine them all. We got some preachers around think they shine better than everybody. Woo! Are we having a good time now? Boy, they think they're God's little glory to heaven on earth. Every once in a while I have to read Corinthians chapter number 1 to remind me who I am. Do you know what it says? It says they didn't call many wise. They didn't call many wise. Many strong. No. But he called weak, beggarly, foolish. I'm glad I fit the category. And here I am preaching you today. Just 15 minutes. I don't know which allotment we're on yet, but I'm sure having a good time thinking it was the first one. Amen. But I know it's not. But I do want to give this invitation while we stand to our feet. First of all, I just want to ask it like this. And listen, if you want to bypass me to come to Brother Tracy, I encourage you to do that because he's your pastor. But if you want to come to me, that's fine. But I just want to say it like this. Be willing to let your light shine where God wants it to shine. Now, I know we can say talk about churches. And you say, well, I need to go to another church. That's partly what I'm talking about. But this message is to a congregation today. So I'm saying within this congregation, you need to let your light shine where God wants it to shine. And you know the beautiful thing, it's almost like Christmas lights. It's not necessarily one, but when you get a multitude of them just sitting there, and you look at that and you say, wow, wow. Don't you want people to drive by Calvary Baptist Church and not see Brother Tracy just as one big light, but look at all the lights that this church has. Come by and say, wow. Would you look at all those beautiful lights? Not one's better than the other. They just all go together to blend together to say, to bring forth a beautiful sight. Are y'all with me on this? And can I just say this, and then we're going to sing. What a beautiful sight that is when everybody's in their place, in their spot, doing what God wants them to do. Brother Tracy, come on out if you want to while we sing the verse. As far as I'm concerned, my part's over.